including questions by Mr. Ortega. He asked if the information provided to the family of a detained person include the information on the location of detention. Of course, this is the most important part of that information we provide to the family members. And that is, most often, that is done by phone, usually by phone, but also through the council, who has unlimited access to the suspect or to his defendant from the very moment of deprivation of liberty. That way we ensure the contact and the information for the families. There's the approval by the court to have the right to contact his or her family over the phone. Of course, in line with the specific rules of the detention facility. When it comes to the transfer of detainees or a convicted person who is serving a sentence in one prison to the other prison, all is done in writing. Everything is covered by adequate records and written decisions. All possible guarantees from Article 17 have been provided. Yes, thank you for your suggestion. I have to add something. Persons under investigation are detained in a special detention unit. There are no prisoners who have been previously convicted and serving their sentence. And when they come to prisons where there are other prisoners, they're usually accommodated in a separate area. They're separated from convicts. Once again, distinguished chair and committee members.